This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by a familiar voice to those people who listen to Main Street through the years, because every year Ilona Peterson joins us. She's the director, the founder of the New York Comer Musiker, a Double Reed music group, right, Ilona?
Double Reed Instruments, yes. Uh-huh.
And with you is Athena Grasek. We're calling her the road manager for what will be the 13th annual Winds of Change tour in early August.
Yep, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's get right into it, because you've been doing this a long time, Ilona. This is your 50th year.
50th anniversary, that's correct.
You started this in 1969.
That's right.
Well, why?
Why? Well, I mean, we're really fortunate that, you know, it seems like a very short time, these 50 years. We started not as a Double Reed group. We began as strings and winds, and then just wind octets. And, you know, gradually it went down to our interest in the repertoire of, and the repertoire fits the Double Reed instruments so well. We have, I think, actually, the Double Reed instruments are the closest to choirs or choruses, that type of. And we started using some of the choral works and arranging them for our instruments. And we're still doing this. We're doing a big part of our life is music research. And we just continue day after day. I think you could live a couple of lifetimes and find more and more music that works very well.
How many people participate in the Comer Musiker group? How many people are
Well,
there?
We have probably at the moment, but it's hard to say, 35 people. Most of our musicians are not in this country. Some are in Europe, some are in South America, and of course most of them in this country are in New York City, but we have one from Minneapolis that's been coming out here, and we have our newest English horn player that came last year because I wasn't sure I could make it, but he's going to be back this year. He's from Washington.
So how many people are on the tour, I think?
On this tour?
Yes.
And this is going to be very interesting because it's our 50th year and everyone wants to come to North Dakota. We will see. I think that we're going to have about 10 or maybe 12 Double Reed players. We'll have to put a limit on it soon.
Athena, you are the road manager. And what drew you to, become the roadie for the New York Comer Musiker?
Well, I originally just went just to hear this group. I was working with a symphony and we were helping them with a concert. And so I thought, well, I'll hear what these people sound like. I love music. I've been a singer myself. And so I thought, well, great, I'll go hear them. I was blown away because they had a perfect, flawless performance. And I've listened to music, classical music, for years, and I'd never heard a live performance that was perfect. There was not a stinker note anywhere, and the sound of the music was so fulsome. It sounds like what it would have sounded like if you were in the Renaissance or the Middle Ages listening to music, and that just spoke to me. So I wanted to help them come back.
It fills the room, I take it.
It does. Even without any kind of amplification, the music surrounds you. It kind of gets into your bones. And their intonation is perfect. Their dynamics are amazing. The softs are the sound that they need to be, and the louds combined together. You can still hear the separate instruments. I've heard them practice, and the flawlessness doesn't come easily. They work at it, and so to present a flawless performance is incredible. It's a great thing to hear.
Well, you've produced CDs, Ilona, and we've got a couple of samples we're going to share with our listeners today. The first one is from a Renaissance tour of Europe, and this was produced in 1990. Introduce this piece called Courante.
Okay, it's by a composer called Scheidt, and he was born in Halle, which was in East Germany at one time, but that's also where Handel was born. Ah. So that's it. His dates are 1587 to 1654.
Well, let's listen.
Thank you.
Well, that is a bouncy tune.
Thank you.
And very precise, as Athena said. I mean, it's very...
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's why all the my musicians want to play with us is because we feel a very personal touch, and we get to, you know, decide how we want to play. We don't have a conductor, you know, and we do the dynamics, we do whatever we want, but it's a creative process that we all like.
Well, upcoming, the 13th annual Winds of Change tour through parts of North Dakota and Minnesota, and why the title, the name, Winds of Change?
Our first year, we came out to introduce wind turbines. I think that we were responsible for 500 wind turbines after we were here that year. The reason I did this is because we played for Go Green in New York City for wind turbines. And I thought, why are we playing in New York? Why aren't we playing in North Dakota where there's wind?
Uh-huh.
So it sort of just happened. Every year we have another project that we're interested in, we try to put the ideas out.
Now, this year, what would you call the theme of the tour?
Well, the theme really is historic. We're playing in a lot of historic places. In Jamestown, we're in the historic courthouse that was built in 1883, 6 years before North Dakota was a state. And then we are also in the historic opera houses in Madoc. And they've just completed restoring that opera house. And we'll also be down in Ellendale. They're working on their opera house, but we've been there several times, and we have such great audience down there. We can't miss going every year.
So these opera houses are now, going on like 150 years old almost, but they acoustically work
well,
for you.
Well, acoustics are fabulous. I'm anxious to hear Madoc because now they tell me it's great. And I'm sure for classical music, it's going to be even greater. The Ellendale, without having it completed, my son was there and he checked out acoustics. He said they've got fantastic acoustics, and they haven't worked on the upstairs yet. But hopefully, they can keep it. You know, as they restore it, like Madoc did. So it's actually a historic trip this year. We're also looking into music that was played or sung in churches here. And I'm talking about missionaries from the Episcopal or Presbyterian that came out and worked before North Dakota was a state. And we have been able to find some of the old hymnals, and we see, well, for instance, one hymnal's been translated into the Dakota language, and it changes the melodies just a bit. Oh. So we have taken this music and we've arranged it for our instruments. So that's history too.
And Athena, you've devoted some of your time to this as well.
Well, I have. My main work with the New York Kammer Musiker is support. So I help with driving them around North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I help with some of their press. I help with feeding them, which is a big job.
Yeah.
It is, you know, musicians. It's a hungry job playing music for 45 minutes. And so,
Well, let's get another sample here. This is from a 1993 CD titled A Baroque Celebration, music by Bach, Handel, Lully, Purcell, and others. And we're going to hear a piece, from Handel's famous water music, right?
It's an air, and I believe that this air starts out with the English horns and combines to all of us with percussion, too, on this particular recording.
Here it is.
Thank you.
little handle, and again, that fulsome sound from a relatively small group, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it doesn't matter if we're playing with four, quartet, or the larger group. It expands.
Now, this upcoming tour, which is in August, early August, will include Scandinavian music, right?
Norwegian, of course. And, you know, we've played Norwegian folk songs. We've arranged them and dances for a group. And we go back to New York and we include them on our concerts there. And they sometimes are the favorite pieces.
You know? Your son, Bjorn, also accompanies you typically in the Winds of Change tour?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And he has a special role this year?
That's back to the historic. We found even more music from the time of Theodore Roosevelt being out in North Dakota, and we've arranged it. And, of course, between all our pieces, we always speak, so he'll be doing the history of Theodore Roosevelt's time in North Dakota with some special things that I had never heard.
Well, maybe one day you'll be playing at the new Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in Medora.
Ah, that would be good.
Okay. Now, again, the Winds of Change tour takes place during a week in early August, and you return to these venues, many of them, quite often. I mean, year after year after year, right? You mentioned the opera houses.
Well, let's also mention Wahpeton.
Oh, Chapinkapa Zoo.
This is Tall, the orangutan's fourth year playing with us. And last year he was so excited when we arrived, he knew exactly who we were.
Well, Yes. We should remind our listeners who probably just did a double take, an orangutan playing with the New York Kammermusiker. How does that happen? How do you do that?
Well, 4 years ago, I had the idea because I noticed how smart he was. We sort of taught the trainer a few notes on the recorder, and then the trainer worked, and then two of us went to the zoo and worked with him, and he became attached to the group this way. We sort of gradually moved him into the group.
Well, actually, he loves Jeff. The first time they came to the zoo to meet Tall and to play with him, Jeff and Ilona were the only ones there, and Jeff, out of his memory, played at least half an hour just for Tall.
Ah.
And Tall was entranced. Tall normally would run around his enclosure, but he sat in front of Jeff and he watched him intently the whole time. And the next time we came back the next year, it was later in the week, when they came back, Tall watched the other musicians come in. But when Jeff entered, Tall started blowing him kisses, and you could just see the delight in his face. And he sat again and listened intently to the entire concert.
Well, last year, our Ashley Thornburg did a real nice feature around Tall and the New York Kammermusiker. So some of our listeners might remember that. I'll just mention briefly that the tour starts August 7th at the Radisson Hotel.
Yes, definitely. We're starting on the 7th. 5 o'clock. The next day we're in Ellendale. On the 9th is a big outreach because we'll start in the morning on the Valley News Live, North Dakota Today. And then in the afternoon we'll be over at the Muscatel Subaru Showroom once again. And then we'll end the day at West Acres Mall. Then we go on to Jamestown to the courthouse. We'll be doing master classes there too. And Madoc, the 11th, we'll be at the Madoc Opera House, but en route, we'll be like a wandering minstrels. We'll stop off at the historic Viking church 10 miles south of Madoc to play. And then the big concert, the First Presbyterian Church in Fargo at 7 o'clock on Monday, August 12th. Then the next day, the zoo bus will pick us up and we will go to Wahpeton and we'll do a zoo concert and then an evening concert there.
Well, how is this tour supported? Because, of course,
a major, major work in progress yet. We have had wonderful co-sponsors, and I like to incorporate the businesses and anyone else, you know, in each town, because then they get interested in this music too. So we're getting a lot of help from that end, from businesses and hotels. And And well, the music store here in Fargo comes with music stands. Any way they can help us, we'll take it.
50 years after the New York Kammermusiker was initiated by Ilona Peterson, it's still on the road, still creating music, and it's becoming sort of a fixture in the summer for folks in North Dakota.
That's good.
I'll say so. The 13th annual Winds of Change Tour is coming up, and it's the 50th anniversary of the group's founding. If you've never heard chamber music, this is the group to listen to. Ilona, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Athena, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.